Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop.
Want to welcome everybody to the Dave and Shannon Show, where you can ask anything and we pull no punches. Hello there, David.
What's going on, everyone? Let's get some questions answered tonight. I'm sure all of you who's listening have questions.
Did y'all watch the debate last night? We don't have anybody logged in yet, so we're going to just carry on to the news. What about the debate? Did y'all get to see the debate last night?
Is that what it was?
Is that what it was? I can't really describe what it was. You know? But I don't see how that idiot, old needle dick Biden, how he can sit there and say that that he's backed by the guys in blue when it, you know, and Trump asked him just name one police group, and of course he couldn't. He just looked like a deer in a headlight type stuff. And then he tries to say that Trump put us in a recession. I mean, we were rocking and rolling before that pandemic. I think they just, it's like throwing gum against the wall. You throw it at the wall enough times, you hope it sticks. You know, we need to have an avenue where we can go up there and kick their ass. That's what we need. That's their problem.
Well,
they're walking around thinking that they're
a redress according to the Constitution, but everything's one-way communications. Down.
And we're diverted from Adam Schiff right now. He's awful quiet. Like he's scheming to do something. He must be working on the next impeachment.
Yeah, his neck would fit real good into a guillotine, wouldn't it?
That's right. That's right. Had him crying like a little
Shannon,
bit. Shannon?
Do you show any users online?
No, not yet. You got to understand that I don't have the audience that I used to have thanks to Facebook. So I tried to post it in all the different platforms right before the show. But once people find out about it, then
tell me you've been censored.
Exactly. And, you know, it would have been better when it happened if they had come out and said, we're gonna fuck you out of your rights and just got to get over it. But they just say your account's been disabled. And I'll say another thing. So you're running around thinking, well, what did I do to cause that? I've been working on the site for 11 years, and then also they just pull the plug. You know, I'm not a vigilante. And I'm not a militia.
That's how they're winning. They're you're expecting to fight the enemy in a conventional manner, and they're not fighting a conventional manner. They're fighting unconventionally, and they're having 100% success.
Well, I don't. I'll admit it. I never thought that we would come to this. I had this vision, had a Reagan's America, and it's all been.
Anytime we don't do anything about it, then they're going to have success. You fight unconventional warfare with conventional warfare. So you got to arrest them, and you got to try them, and you got to execute them. If you do not do those three things, they're going to win, as they are winning. When they commit crimes and violate the Constitution.
Well, I was talking to a woman, and she didn't agree with me, but I heard Trump tell the Proud Boys to stand down, and that really pissed me off. And then you have old Biden repeating the same thing. I refuse to be a victim.
That's what I've been trying to say. Please, Trump is not playing the cards right.
Well, here's the deal. If you come down here and protest
in
my backyard,
history is having a civil war on his hands. That's what he wants. That's the problem.
But if you come down and protest in my backyard, and you turn around and commit a crime and assault somebody else or me, I'm going to respond to it. But the way they're talking, we're going to just sit there and wait for the police to get there. Right, right.
See, they've already infiltrated. Your district attorney will bring you up on charges, not them. That's what they want you, is they want you to respond. See, if the authorities have been taken over, there's not much you're going to be able to do about it. The response is supposed to, you know, whenever somebody commits treason, you just flowchart it. Commits treason, flowchart down, charging, flowchart over. Once he's been charged, he's arraigned, then he's a trial set. They go to the trial, they're found guilty, and then you process them for a quick appeal, and then you execute them. But nobody's doing any of that.
Greg will just give me a pardon.
All the rules and regulations don't mean anything. Nobody's done anything to these people up here in Missouri trying to protect their home, just like what you said. What they did, they had their house SWAT team. Nobody, no big outcry or anything. It just kind of swept aside. How about this kid that, the 17-year-old kid, you know, that Biden accused as being a white supremacist. So nobody's doing anything about anything. The authorities have already been infiltrated. The authorities are now the enemy, as well as these other punks. Kind of like that guy up there in Louisville. I tried to get a hold of the sheriff, the chief of police up there. I'm going to call him a punk. Can't even get through to him. He's such a chicken shit.
What are you talking about?
The guy up in Louisville.
Oh,
one
Louisville. Okay.
Majors, yeah, that female major said in an email she called the Antifa punks, and they dismissed her. So I gave some bitch a call.
That's what this program's all about.
I was going to say, you punk, you fucking asshole. I'll kick your ass, some bitch. You come down here, and I'll call you a fucking punk to your face.
That's it, exactly.
You and your mama.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody takes any of these somebody's just a task. And the biggest thing is, all they got to do is get some kind of organization with some money, and you start coming after them. You file a lawsuit, you file criminal charges against people that are violating the law. You do it on your own. It says in the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure, anybody can file a criminal complaint. It's not a criminal. Anybody. And so if you had something like Alex Jones or somebody had some video, you could go down to the district attorney and file a criminal complaint against anybody that's violating the law.
Can you do it at a federal level? Can you do it
choices.
At the federal level?
Yes. He's got two choices. He can either legally, what they normally will do is just say, I ain't going to entertain that. But he has to. Under the law, under state law, he either has to charge the individual instead of, you know, and arrest them, or he has to turn it over to a, if all the format and everything is proper, that's all it has to be. And the district attorney has to act on it those two ways. But I can guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, if you or I did it, he's just going to say, get out of my office and throw your piece of paper in the trash. But if you have a camera rolling and you go into that office with a valid criminal complaint that met all the requirements of filing a criminal complaint. You can do it. I can do it. It's just basically a sworn affidavit citing a person committed a crime and citing some basic evidence. And you take it to the district attorney and you file it at his office. But he can't just throw it in the trash if you've got the newsman behind you. So it'd have to take somebody like Alex Jones or Breitbart or somebody to be there and videotape everything and then somehow get it out. And once you get one case under your belt, it don't take long to get some more. And once people figure out how to do it, and you're on your way. You got to bring charges against judges. You got to bring charges against, they say they're immune. They're not immune. Just nobody's filing anything against them. Now, they might get off, but you want publicity. They might get off on technicality. You can't sue me. You can't file criminal charges against me. I'm a judge, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, we already have. So whether or not you're guilty of it, it has to go to court according to our law. But it ain't working out that way. And that's why we're losing.
So at the federal level, they call it a criminal referral. But it's still a criminal complaint.
Well, there's differences between state and federal. It just depends on the state statutes. In this state, the state of Texas, anybody can file a criminal complaint. You don't have to go to the police department.
Now, I'm reading
to file
it right
a
now.
Complaint. But you have
and
to,
how they
you
hold
have to do
that. They hold the form, but you can't get it form. You have to make
well,
a criminal complaint.
The requirements, it's like an affidavit. It's just an affidavit. That's all it is. And so it has
right,
to be,
but I know,
you know, it has to conform to the, criminal complaint is an affidavit. That's all it is. And as long as you meet all of the elements, the format don't mean nothing. Now they can.
No, the
they
problem,
can say,
the
well,
problem, Terry, is you can't get the forms readily available. Like if you wanted to file a writ of mandamus, it's almost impossible unless you know where to go get it, because it's not readily available to the public. And that's how these attorneys make their money.
We're not talking about writs and other legal procedural
documents. No, it's
documents.
An example.
We're talking about a criminal.
No, it's
complaint.
An example.
Yeah, it's just.
No, the example is if you can't file it if you don't have a document to guide you. Because you have no legal background, okay? And that's why they want you
but
to
it's
be.
It's an affidavit. It's just an affidavit, simple as that.
Doesn't matter if it's a writ or an affidavit. You're
well,
hard-pressed.
You don't. I know how to file. I know how to make an affidavit.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I do
but the common
time.
Person doesn't know how. No, the
well,
common person
know
doesn't
they
know.
They can do that. They don't
right.
even know that they can do that. Even Alex Jones doesn't know he can do that. I guarantee you, he's the type of guy, if I could get an audience with him, you know, not this one-minute crap on the radio and that kind of shit. Man-to-man, face-to-face. Look, I'm not looking for no PR. I'm not looking to be on your show. I'm not.
Shannon, do we currently have anybody watching or listening?
No. No.
A technical issue on the platform. I am now on Skype. This platform has Skype.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up the cell phone, which is going to hang up Terry. Terry, you got the phone number. Call back in. Well, wait a minute now. How do you do Skype through your cell phone? You don't.
You
got to
have
it
the app.
PC, right?
You got to have an app, the Skype app.
No, it's built into the platform.
Really? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Give it a try.
You,
Terry and I'll just sit here and talk about you. That's all.
It'd be nice if, it, like right now, it would show all three pictures, I'm assuming. I don't know. And you wouldn't be having to talk on your phone. You could just talk to the PC.
I can do that, but I've always talked on my phone when it first started. And if it's broke, I don't try to. If it's not broke, I don't try to fix it. But I'm sure I could do.
Here's what we'll do. I'm going to hang up the cell phone. Terry.
Yeah.
You call back into the show with that number. Okay.
No, I'll just call Terry.
I'm going to stay on Skype, and we'll see what happens. Everybody ready?
Here we go. I'm going to call you, Terry.
Oh, you're going to call.
Here it comes.
Fort Seldom.
There you go.
You there, David?
No, he's got a... I just...
Looks
like
we lost
David.
Well, he's going to go to Skype. He had to disconnect. I don't see him on my status board anymore. But this, remember, this technology has been working for 15 years, so it should be getting better and better. But,
well, anything that goes over the internet or, you know, they got control of, they can block it, they can do all kinds of things.
Well, I sure learned on Facebook. I sure learned about that.
Well, Facebook, all that stuff, they think that these funny-looking guys from outer space are running these companies. They were approached by the agencies, I can guarantee you, and they're front companies. They were designed to gather information without having a warrant and without breaking our so-called laws. So that's why they can listen to everything you're saying, because it's going out over the airwaves. They can listen to all your cell phone conversations, your wireless, anything that's wireless that goes out all there, they can listen to. It's not, they're not breaking the law. And they can set up
that's
these companies.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you okay?
Do you see my picture?
Nope.
Do you see my
picture?
No, I
don't want to see your picture. I don't want to see your picture.
No, I do not.
I do not want to be. I don't want to be freaked out. I got
guess
a picture
for
you.
Guess what I'm holding in my.
Do what?
Hold on.
Did he
disappear?
Say
what,
Shannon?
Skype
just,
out.
It kept screaming, so I didn't know what it was. So go ahead.
Terry, on
yeah.
your PC, can you yeah. you can use Skype?
No, I told you. There's that's all that software is gone.
Okay.
I take all the spyware
well,
off
Shannon,
my computers.
The next time that you
what?
Call into the show. Or the next time you start the show, check into running it on Skype.
I'll see what I can do. I'd like to try to do this every Wednesday if you can.
Well, on my call-in on Blog Talk, it had the Skype option. And that's what I'm talking to you through now.
Well, I don't have that. I don't see it on the screen for me.
Huh.
But because I'm the host, probably.
Now, Terry, you had no issues when you called back in?
I haven't called back in. Shannon called me.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I did originally. No, you called me originally.
Yeah.
I thought when I was going to hang up, it would hang you up.
Well.
So anyway, I'm on Skype.
Okay. We're working the bugs out of this stuff. And then I'm going to do some promoting. But I get driven very, I get annoyed that every time I hear the Democrats lie, even that stupid bitch over in Hawaii, you know. She's upset because she's upset. I know what she's upset about. She's upset because the prospect of not being able to kill any babies is offending, you know. They call abortions reproductive rights. That's destructive rights. There ain't no reproductive anything about killing a baby. You know, if women don't want to have an abortion, and they need to keep their legs closed or accept the responsibility or give it up for adoption.
Well, I thought Trump was a Christian.
You cannot charge somebody with murder if they kill your fetus in your stomach, but call it not murder if you run a coat hanger up there or some type of suction device. I mean, you can't have
now,
it open.
See, if Trump, if any of these presidents that claim to be president, and they got the... All they have to do is say, Executive Order 101. We're not going to do abortions anymore. You're going to be required to carry your baby full term. And when it's born, the government will make arrangements for it to be adopted. Because the government has an obligation to protect all of its citizens, including the unborn.
I remember in 2012, they called me, the Texas Tribune or whoever it was, called me and wanted to know if the girls that are coming up through the border of Mexico, which they had to go to San Antonio if the abortion was after the 20th week or something. And they said, should they be deported or allowed to continue?
Well, see,
that's sucker bait.
You can't kill another human being. It's just, you know, there's where the problem is. And so they played with words. That's the thing about the left. And they buy people off and the government and change things. The next thing you know, they're going to be saying green leaves are brown, you know, because we said so. That's why we have to stop that process, and you have to do it legally to say that, you know, just think of all the people that have been killed, over 50 million people. We can't be a Christian nation and all these people praying when you're doing these kind of things. God says in his book, I don't listen to their prayers. So they're pissing in the wind. They can't go out here and be the homosexuals and killing unborn babies and all this other crazy-ass shit. It's going to bite them on the ass. That's why we're in trouble now. They've been, you know, we're going to be held responsible as a nation. So if Trump was a real Christian and had some real balls, instead of wasting his time on executive orders for bump stocks, he could have put an end to that. He could have put an end to that and made an order that says if you get pregnant, you got a choice. He could say, I'm all for women's choice. You have a choice to have sex. You have a choice to have birth control. You have a choice to do the morning after pill. Okay? And you got a choice after when the baby's born to either keep it or put it up for adoption. Those are the only options. Those are the only choices you're going to be given. To say that they don't have a choice is bullshit. They don't have a right to kill somebody. They just don't have a right. I don't care if it's because they're women, you know, so what? You're biologically a woman, so you have an obligation. You have an obligation that if you do get pregnant, you know, it's a life. You have to protect life. And that's
right.
What's happened is we've degraded over time that we don't even respect life anymore. But they'll all squeal, oh, it's our choice, it's my body. And I said, well, damn, why in the hell did you have sex? If you did have sex, why didn't you have birth control? And after you had sex, why didn't you take the after the next morning pill? I mean, it's bullshit. They're telling you don't have choice, and they do have choice. They have a lot of choices, and they're not taking any of them. You know,
no,
sexual relations the very fact you're having sex means you're having a relationship with another person that could cause a life to occur. You don't have the right, once it occurs, to take it away. That's unconstitutional.
Well, of
so
course,
Satanists
you still always
power,
have the people that believe that life is not instilled into the body until birth.
But see, but if you want to believe bullshit, everybody knows that's bullshit.
Okay, but if you want to accept that,
if you're a tadpole or if you're a bird, you know, those eggs out there in your chicken coop are lives.
No, I mean, if you want to accept that, then why are you charging people with murder for assaulting a woman and causing her to have a miscarriage? How can you do both?
That's what I'm saying. We're being played. They're playing mind games with us. It's like the new math, the core, common core. 2 + 2 is no longer 4. It can, as long as you get close, you know, we want to make sure everybody's included. So 3.8 is a good enough answer, or 4.2 is close enough. It's bullshit. We're buying into bullshit, and as long as people can, you got your opinion. Now, opinion's taking a position on the matter without the facts, and we don't even know what the facts are anymore. When people, grown people, don't know what sex they are, or they want to change their sex, I mean, why are we tolerating that bullshit? What's coming out of that? Anything good coming out of that? Anything good coming? All they're doing, you know how that got passed? The Satanists have taken over the government. That's how Roe versus Wade got passed. With that bitch witch that just died here the other day. With people like that on the Supreme Court. Legislating from the bench. Supreme Court doesn't have the authority to legislate from the bench. It's in our Constitution, but that's exactly what they're doing. So they go and pass a law and change if something that's always been accepted since the beginning of time. Abortion is killing an unborn baby. So they're saying, no, you're not doing it. It's a fetus, you know. Well, yeah, that's a stage, one of the many stages, you know, zygote and then, fetus and so on and so forth. That's still a human life, and no one has a right to kill that. So to buy into that is insanity. But they bought into it, and you know why they did? Because the Satanists got to have a child. Nobody, you know what happens to those babies whenever the woman has an abortion? A lot of them are not even killed. The lady goes in there, she's put to sleep. She has her baby, and she thinks that it's been thrown in the trash or it's in a jar somewhere. No, they're giving it to the Satanists for their little sacrificial things that they do in their services. Where do you think adrenochrome comes from? Adrenochrome comes from that kind of shit.
Yep.
And the Satanists use that stuff. So I found that out. Back when I went to the Texas Police Academy, back in the early 90s, when they first had the police academy, first started up, said it was required. So I took it. I was shocked. The advanced certification of Texas from the Texas Police Academy went into great detail about Satanism. I mean, we got police budgets set up to pursue satanic crime. They train them, and it's all real. But nobody ever talks about it. It's kind of like, let's not talk about that. That's negative. Okay. So the whole thing's bastardized. So unless somebody grabs somebody like Trump or somebody by the ball and say, look here, you said you're a Christian. Show me. You said you're going to protect my Second Amendment right. Show me. You said you were going to drain the swamp. Show me. I haven't seen anybody drained out of the swamp. And if you don't drain the swamp, then it's all over. It's already festered to a point that it's like a big pimple ready to pop. All because nobody did anything on it. We should have been squeezing on that pimple years ago. But nobody's doing it. We gotta be, well, everybody's going to dislike you. Who gives a shit?
I don't give a shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But everybody's so worried about being politically correct or hurting somebody's feelings. All they're going to do is screw it all up and hurt everybody's feelings. Right now, you can't get on the TV or the radio. You're going to step on somebody's toes. A leader doesn't give a shit about who. He knows what's good for the people, and he goes and does it. He kicks ass and takes name. Whether or not it was a great move on his part is always after the fact. If Trump had first week rounded up all these traitors and executed them, yeah, there'd be all kinds of wailing and gnashing of teeth. But I can guarantee you by now, everybody said, man, not listening to that Nancy Pelosi and that Schumer guy and Feinstein and Comey and all these basically cocksuckers. We wouldn't, you know, every time I turn on TV, I got to listen to all that shit over and over and over and over and over and over again. If they'd been executed, hell, we could be well on our way to something else. Everybody said, well, we should have had somebody like Trump a long time ago, but he didn't do that.
Well,
I don't know what he's waiting for. All the enemy doing is consolidating their position. So I don't know. What is Trump? Is he deep state shill playing the good cop role? I don't know. Who am I going to do? Oh, you're going to vote for the other side? No, there's no. I'm not going to vote for Biden or for Harris. Come on. The mere fact that half the United States are willing to vote for them is scary enough right there. I used to think that was just fabricated. Now they really are 50% of the people out there all fucked up in the head. Anyway, do we ever get anybody on our TV show here, radio show, whatever it is?
Not yet.
Anybody listening?
No, the problem is I don't have the following, I guess, that I did. And they're going to see the episode and be able to come listen to it, and then they're probably going to be in next week.
I've got one guy here that's I'm going to see if I can't get him to call in, okay?
Or I can dial him up, either way you want to do it, okay?
I don't think I have his phone number.
Then
how
the hell are
you
going to call him
if you don't have his phone number?
I'm working on it.
Terry, I think you've been drinking some of that liberal Kool-Aid.
Do what?
Maybe David's been drinking that liberal Kool-Aid.
David?
Yeah. Doesn't know he needs a phone number to talk to somebody.
I don't think he takes it, but I think he makes it.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about you and Kool-Aid.
I mean,
told Shannon, you don't drink the Kool-Aid, you just make it. Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, tastes great. Wished I had some, can't wait.
All right, guys, the guy I'm going to have call in, I believe he's in his late 70s. He's a Vietnam vet that had most of his upper limbs blown away. He's somewhere in either Jersey, New York, or Pennsylvania. And he would love to come down and visit us, but he can't. Anyway,
can't.
I'm trying to get a hold of him as we speak.
Not can't.
Can't.
You should have went to original high school. You'd be learning how to talk.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone there. I heard
that's
there
right.
Was nothing out of Richland, High School except for steers and queers, and you don't look too much like a cow.
I don't think that. I
reckon
there's
that
no
means
queers out of there. I think they were all on your side of the town. I bet you your high school didn't have a gun range under the gym.
No, but all we had to do to
I bet
get
you
a gun
your school flag wasn't the stars and bars. Confederate
yeah.
Stars and bars, yeah. Richland Rebels. So what's going on?
I'm working on this.
I know you said that 10 minutes ago. What's the matter? You don't know how to get his number or what?
I'm working on it.
That's what's scary.
You scare easily.
Well, when it comes to you, you're right.
He's out of Bordertown, New Jersey.
We'll give him a call. We don't care about where he's from. Just give him a call.
I'm working on it.
You said that.
Let's try somebody else. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me give it a try. Well, can I? Maybe I can't do it since I've done it. Apologize, there we go. Okay. Hold on.
I tell you who you can call. Call old Gary Otto.
You have reached the voicemail box of 832-656-2374.
Call this guy here. 618-568-1405.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay, 618 what?
618-568-1405.
Okay, here I go.
Hello.
Gary Otto?
Yep.
This is Terry James. You're
on
the radio.
What the hell are you doing in New York?
You're on the radio, Gary.
This is, what radio?
This is the Texas Minuteman Show.
Hello, Texas Minuteman Show.
Hey, hello,
yeah,
tell us, Gary. Tell us, Gary, what do you think about Joe Biden?
He should be taken out and run over by a bus. He's a crook.
Yeah, he's
That's
a little
it?
Piece of work.
He don't need to be president, I know that. He's
That's right.
He,
I can imagine getting him voting for him in the first place. He can't find his ass with both hands in a flashlight.
So tell me, Gary, why can't I get any 300 win mag? I thought you worked for a company that bought ammunition.
Well, the ammunition market right now, people's afraid. And people's out buying ammunition like crazy.
What do you figure they're afraid of?
They're afraid of people like Joe Biden being in office. talking about taxing ammunition at a high rate of tax. They don't want the American people to have it.
Can't imagine
right.
Why.
Because they know what's best for us.
Yeah, you might shoot your eye out.
Okay, Shannon, the caller
yeah.
should be calling you in just a minute. His name is Jack Reagan.
He came to Ronald?
Yeah, he's calling
He's the guy with the missing arms?
Yeah.
How did you meet this guy?
Through a secret organization.
Oh. Don't tell me he's a Mason.
No, we don't associate with any Masons.
Gary and I used to, didn't we, Gary?
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we did.
Yeah. Backfired on us. Said he burned his apron. He renounced his Luciferianship. And you know what? You know what Lucifer? You know what Luciferians do? They lie a lot.
Well, if I want to, if I want to watch a liar, I just turn it on to CNN or MSNBC. That's all those people I do is lie and drink Kool-Aid.
So this thing's all going through New York City, huh? This radio show?
The phone line.
That's probably where the server's located at.
Right. They got to make some money because they're politicians up there. Their lawmakers are screwed everything up. That's why they want $11 billion Trump. And I don't think Trump should give it to them.
Well, billionaire Trump is saying he needs my, he's in the emergency mode, and he needs me to give him some donations.
I got that too. I got that today too.
I get about those a day.
That if I don't support him, we could lose everything.
I got two of them now.
You know, I can barely support myself, let alone him. I kind of thought that whenever back in the day he was saying he was going to use his own money to run for office.
That's the way I remember it.
Guess that was wrong, huh?
Besides, you ain't got to work.
Well,
you ain't going, you know, they're not voting for Biden. If they vote for Biden, they're actually voting for Harris.
Yeah, basically. But,
well,
you know,
Harris,
that's the thing. They all should have already been executed. Biden shouldn't. She should be pushing up daisies. He shouldn't be running for office.
Well, she's still, you know, I think she's subbed as a concubine. You know, at least that's what the mayor of L.A. said. You know, I think he was mayor of L.A.
I think it's all over except for turning in your guns. Ain't nothing going to change. Too much water under the bridge. Well, Gary, how was your day at work?
Well, I was off today. Worked around the house.
That's right. Today's hump day. I forgot.
Yep.
You've been humping.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see what they got here. Okay, urgent election contribution, 45, 70, 90, and whatever you want to pay. I think I'll hold on to my money because, you know, I went and bought flags and signs, and I've decorated everything.
Well, they're gonna fix that, so you won't be able to hold on to your money because it's going to become digital currency. That way they can take it. They don't have to go nowhere to do that. They just take it electronically. They can say, well, you owe us so much money, and then they just take it. And then, you know, you got so many days. Call this number. Yeah, call this 1-800, you got screwed. Yeah. We give everybody equal opportunity to get screwed. We don't discriminate when we steal your money.
And then if we don't like what you say, we just call you a fucking racist. I mean, whatever.
Well, what we'll do is we'll make sure you get investigated from the IRS and you know, different things. They know how to coerce people. Well, where's all the patriots at there, Shannon? I thought you were beating the bushes.
I had over 3,000 followers, and then Facebook canceled my fucking account, because they considered me a militia, and they kind of fucked me really good. But I'll get people rolling over this way.
Well, why don't you rename your organization?
I'm not going to
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, just call it Black Lives Militia. VLM.
Okay, now, what's your friend's name?
Gary.
Gary Otto of the Light Horse Patrol. Yeah.
Just warning you that you got to put the disclaimer in there when you say that. That it's Black Lives Matter, except if you're a black fetus. It's a disclaimer. If
yeah.
you're a black fetus, it doesn't matter. They're going to kill you. So they kind of got mad at me when I went to that protest and started saying that. Except if you're a black baby. They didn't like that shit. I don't know why people don't have a damn better sense of humor.
Well,
it's a sad world we live in. And Trump said
well,
he wanted to drain the swamp. The swamp is so gosh dang big, it ain't even funny. I mean, and I feel like it's the biggest part of it's run by secret organizations, and you're not going to fix it. It ain't, it's unfixable. We've allowed them to go too far.
I agree.
So what's the solution?
Well,
see, the problem's not the problem. The solution is.
It may be too late for ever thinking that we can go back to how things used to be.
Well, so far, out here where I'm at, everything is the way it used to be. I got guns to make sure it stays that way.
Don't we all?
Yeah, but you're not in a place where it's like it used to be. Well, kind of, sort of, you are. So where's this no-arm bandit that you were going to call her?
I got him to say he would call in. I don't know. I gave him the number.
Yeah.
I don't see him yet.
How do you know him?
Through Facebook.
Well, I'll get another Yankee on the line here. Let me give you.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me get over there. Okay.
Well, that's not good. What did I do with the damn thing? Well, scratch that. There it is.
We just evidently need to do a little bit of advertising, Shannon, before we do
yeah.
the next show.
Right.
Let's see here. Let's see. Clyde Etchison's the next one. Get him on the line.
Okay, what's
you ready?
Your name,
217-259-7091. He's in Mattoon, Illinois.
Okay.
Not home yet.
Yeah, he probably thinks that's a telemarketer with a New York number. Did he quit?
I think so.
Did he go to voicemail or anything?
No, it just says still dialing. He's disconnected. Yeah.
Well, here, I'll give you another Yankee. You ready?
No, hold on. Okay.
You got three Texans and one Yankee. That's not fair.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready? 618-927-6790. You're going to like this one, Gary.
Hello, Ben.
Ben Berkhamer of the Light Horse Patrol.
What's happening? Who's this?
It's Terry James. I got
Terry, New York
Otto
number?
On the line. And I've got this here is the Shannon McGulley Texas Minuteman show, and you're on air.
I'm on the air.
Ben
well,
Berkhamer
let me ask you something.
Is a chief of police in Ziegler, Illinois, folks.
Right. Oh, cool. So I didn't recognize the number coming in.
Well, it's a New York number, you know.
What's a boy from Texas doing a New York number?
Well, we're trying to be fair, you know. We got three Texans and just one Yankee. So I said we got to get some more Yankees on here. So.
Uh oh, Lord have mercy.
I had your number here, and so I just said, well, let's get it on air.
Well, you know I'm from South Carolina. Does that still qualify me as a Yankee?
No, you're a Yankee. You've been up there too long. but
right.
I will acknowledge you have a tattoo that would probably dispel the fact that you're a Yankee.
Yeah, we won't discuss that.
No, I'm not going to discuss that.
So what's happening?
Anyway. So, who are you voting for?
Well, I'd be crazy if I'd say I'm voting for anybody other than Trump. It's downright, and I'll say this, in the first probably time in my life, and I'm even talking to some of the older generations of people, saying that there's never been an election like this one coming up this time right now. That it is literally a vote between freedom and anarchy.
Yep.
I agree with that. What'd you think about the debate?
I'm hoping for a landslide myself.
You think he's going to win by a landslide? I think he's going to have a fight on his hands, but that's only because I think the Democrats are going to cheat.
Yeah.
So, I missed the last question. Someone asked something and I missed it.
So, what'd you think about the debate?
The debate. I thought the debate was horrendous. I also thought that President Trump was debating both Chris Wallace and Joe Biden. And whoever was in Joe Biden's ear.
Yep.
No, he would cheat like that, would he?
Now, I must admit myself that Joe Biden did a lot better than I thought he would do.
Well, have you looked at some of the?
Well,
of course, I'm thinking that there must be some unpatented anti-dementia drugs that we haven't heard about yet. But they do work good. And secondly, I don't know if you saw some of the media coverage later on. Of course, that'd be media that's not mainstream media, but they've been showing pictures of what looked like he had an earpiece in.
Yeah,
you see the mic in his sleeve and the yep.
Yep. Yep. Guilty.
So I.
No doubt about it.
So I do believe that anything they can do to cheat, and they got the media on their side.
Well, you know, there would be a day, Ben, that they would have be issuing you a tinfoil hat, these kind of comments.
Well, what was kind of a conspiracy has been pretty much blown out in the open now.
It's no longer theory, that's right.
No, I would say those things that were and Terry, you and I have had multiple conversations, and I always told you back then, well, I believe some of the stuff you were saying. I thought that maybe, you know, that if this stuff was true, it would be more to light than what it was. Well, lo and behold, that stuff's come to light.
Out of the closet, that's for sure.
So I do believe that our president's done a pretty good job of unmasking the deep state.
Well, we need to have some of them executed, though. I mean, you know, high treason's death penalty or 5 years. Now, I don't know why the federal government's I don't understand why you can commit high treason and you can be given a sentence of 5 years or death. It's like there's nothing in between.
Yeah, you think it'd be more of a step process, huh?
Yeah, but I kind of like the idea that just drop the 5 years and go straight to the death penalty. Well, you know.
Anyway, listen, brother, I'm on duty right now, and I got calls back to back, so I'm gonna have to let you go. But it's definitely good to hear from you.
Give anybody you want to this number right now, and we'll talk to them and put them on air.
Outstanding. You guys have a good evening. All right, blessings.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Well, I did my part, Gary. Now you got to – why don't you get Bob?
He's done in bed.
Well, wait.
He got worked in the head the other day, remember?
He still got a swollen head, does he?
Yeah, he still got
Kathy
a swollen head.
Kathy ought to be able to make that go down.
I don't know.
Well, we know the truth. I don't care what they say about you, Terry.
I don't either.
Yeah, you do. I told you what they say about you.
But that doesn't mean I care.
Oh, Lord.
However, I sometimes am shocked to hear about what people say, but I shouldn't be. Right, Gary?
You'll get over that. You'll get over that eventually. I did.
You got over me or got over yourself?
Got over what people says about you.
Yeah.
I have
all
to kind of chuckle is, anymore. Conspiracy
how's
nut.
That?
Well, they call me a conspiracy nut. They call me crazy. I mean, it's just, and then later in life, they come back just like Ben just said and says, oh, wait a minute here. I guess you were right. You told
me
about that 10 years ago.
The colonel here of the Texas Minutemen, admitted one time and says, there was a time when I thought you were full of shit.
That's right.
Quote, unquote.
You know, where else but Texas can your daughter send you an ad about finding a universal hoster? It just doesn't get any better.
Universal what?
Hoster.
A universal hostess.
Hoster. Her gun. I bought her a
holster.
I bought that gun down in Fort Stockton. Well, I gave it to her.
Oh, okay.
Looks like the show's fixed to be over in 1 minute. We will do this next Wednesday. And your friend,
well, Gary,
do you
want to be included in the show next time?
Well, if you give me a heads up, yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll do that.
All right, take his number down there, Shannon.
I think we have an hour, right?
You
are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
Okay,
hey,
enough with the pepper.
Hey, guys, I've got to let y'all go. I've got to cut it short. I've got a little bit of a family emergency.
Okay, David.
Talk to y'all later.
Okay.
And we'll do
this next time. Talk to you later,
Gary.
Okay, talk to you later, TJ.